Hello there, fellow listeners. This podcast is brought to you by Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers, making you fit and making skinny legends only. Lovely friend William Morelli. Oh, sorry, my tubbiest friend Will Morelli. Will, please tell me, how are you today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
So good, Will. Okay, so I have a few questions here for you that I hope you wouldn't mind answering. Will. All right, so my first question for you is, what was your life growing up in this white suburban town?
You know, as being a spoiled white little brat of society, I was showered in gifts from the age of one, and it really hasn't stopped. You know, I got my first phone at 10 years old, and I started bullying people at 10 years old, and it's just never stopped. It's just kind of increased. So yeah, white, privileged, and obnoxious. That's what I am.
Oh, of course, Will. Please tell me some of the items that you are wearing today to show the, no, not to tell the viewers. Okay, so I like to say that Will today is wearing an Adidas tracksuit sweatshirt along with some Martha Vineyard shorts with a stain at the front. Along with this, he's wearing an Apple Watch, carries his AirPods with an iPhone 10.
That's because I'm a brat.
Facts. Okay, Will, what are your hobbies?
I like to binge and I like to bully people.
What's your favorite subject in school?
I like lunchtime because I really like to eat. Normally I eat upstairs alone in the corner because nobody wants to sit with me.
This is Natalie Frey. She would like to make a little introduction.
Hi, what's up? How are you, Ashley?
I'm so good. Thank you so much, Natalie. That was Natalie. Thank you. So, Will, please tell me, do you prefer Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers?
You know, because I have tried both and failed at both, it's very easy to pick, you know, one over the other. And I really say Jenny Craig as they provide meal options. And Jenny comes through. You know, Jenny really comes through with all of her stuff.
Yes.
That's good. It's really good.
Yes. Tell me, which one's cheaper, Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers?
Honestly, I don't know. My mom pays for everything.
Oh, here's a good question. A little quirky question for you, Will. If you were arrested, what would it be for?
A drunk driver.
What's a weird name that you would choose for your child?
Prevail, Rye, Sempa, Devlin.
Why such a long name, Will?
Because I like to add the diversity to the children. You know, I really think children are not diverse enough these days.
So you just want to really give your kid, like, that ethnic bounce.
Yeah.
Good. Of course, Will, I just have to ask. I know you're a big Danny Cohen fan. But tell me, what's your favorite Danny Cohen song?
I have to go with Marilyn Monroe. As it shows that being rich and privileged doesn't always get you everything, and you have to be a diva too with 4 million fans. And Danielle Cohen really does show that, and it, you know, it's really inspiring.
Next question, Will. Oh yes, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Out of all the verses that I'd have to pick from, I'd really have to go along with Matthew 6:12. Actually, correct me if I'm wrong. Timothy 6:12, which states, "Fight of God faith and faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called, with what made you good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Mm-hmm. To summarize this Bible verse, it really just means to love yourself and no one else.
This way, I think. How many phones have you broken and sold, and do your parents know about this?
Let me think. The iPhone 4, the iPhone 4S, the iPhone 5, 5C, 5S, 6, 6S Plus, 7, 8, 2 10s, probably about 20 phones.
Wow, Will, and tell me, how do your parents feel about this?
They don't care since I'm a little spoiled brat. They just give me whatever I want. All I do is sit on the floor and cry, and they just give me more.
Tell me, Will, do you have a job at the moment, since you're so spoiled, as you say?
What do you think? Of course I don't have a job.
Who is your favorite singer besides Danny Cohen and Cupcake?
I'd have to go with Beyonce, also known as Yonce.
All right. Joining us here today is Amanda Silva. Amanda, how are you this fine evening?
I'm wonderful.
That's Amanda is so support for weight loss, and she's my weight loss therapist.
Amanda, please give us some tips of how you help Will lose weight, even though I don't see any difference.
Well, actually, I make him do a lot of hard workouts. We have a very strict diet.
See him following that diet.
Is he really not following it?
I don't think so. I don't see any differences.
I mean, you should be sorry, because, I mean, you pay me a lot of money, so.
You know what?
True. Like, Will? Like, tell me, Amanda, is it Will's parents that are paying you all this money so he can lose weight?
It's just money going down the drain.
Yeah.
She's a bully as a coach. Or as a trainer.
Will, you need the strictness, so you go through with it. Let's be honest. So, Amanda, tell us more. What's it like working with Will as an client?
He's kind of difficult.
What did you say about me?
You definitely hurt yourself.
You think I'm difficult? You're horrible.
Well, you don't listen, so it's just how it is.
You burned rice on my face, or quinoa on my face. I'm going so off at this point. So
tell me some of his strengths and some of his weaknesses.
I don't think there are any strengths.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, I bet you can list out many weaknesses from him.
Yeah, he doesn't follow the diet plan. He just doesn't cooperate with me sometimes, and it's very difficult.
How much does this boy sweat while he's doing his workouts?
Like 2 gallons of sweat. I won't even get you started on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say he's literally like a little pig on a ranch?
I wouldn't say that.
Maybe, well, like, I beg to differ.
Maybe like
an extra large pig on a ranch.
Like, maybe like Will.
I have some complaints about Amanda too.
Please, Will, explain your complaints.
On day one, Amanda took quinoa and burned it on my face. It left a mark. We went to the emergency room and she hit me and told me that I couldn't tell her what actually happened. Day 2, 7 a.m. I was sleeping calm and Amanda came in and hit me with a pot, telling me I had to get up. Oh, telling me I had to get up and go running, and if I don't, she'll kill me. Day 3 of abuse. Amanda told me that I'm so fat that no one will ever love me. Day 5 of abuse. Oh, crap, I skipped day 4. Day 4 of abuse. Amanda FaceTimed her friend and told everyone that I was the fattest, ugliest whore of our grade. She said, he'll never get anyone and he deserves to go rot in a grave.
Oh my God.
Day 5 of Amanda's abuse, the final hours. Before I lie in my bed crying with a knife next to me, I want you to know, you caused this. You are the reason for my pain. There's nothing else to say.
Yeah, how much are they paying you, Amanda?
$100,000.
Wow, Will, you're really privileged.
Amanda said she'd take my Apple Watch away and sell it to her friends.
Yes, we need it.
First things first, I'm the realest.